We live in a multimedia age, one in which young students are often more thoroughly versed in the language of communication than their teachers. It's a world that has left print far behind, which is why the Monomelli Project offers students the opportunity to work in media of their choice in a 4-in-1 mobile studio powered by solar energy. We asked Project Director Keola Nakanishi what the 4-in-1 refers to.
4-in-1, as far as the capabilities, we're talking about a live event and studio, both audio and video capabilities for each. But when we say a 4-in-1 studio for what, we're talking about for excellence, for going green, for community, and for Kiki. And so, you know, by excellence, we mean we have state-of-the-art equipment, Hawaii's finest musicians, engineers, and videographers behind them, assuring the quality of service that we offer to the community. And for going green, meaning we're solar powered. We are the truck that tows the trailer part of the mobile studio, runs on diesel or biodiesel fuel. And a lot of the products we create with students are talking about malama aina, malama kai, you know, taking care of our environment. So, and then for community, you know, it's taking care of our local artists who have donated their time and talent. We refer to them as the Monomelli Collective. There's over 200 artists, music, multimedia industry professionals that have donated their time and talent to CDs and concerts to raise awareness for the Hawaiian Charter Schools and Mauna Maoli, our nonprofit. And so by providing service in the community, it gives them a little income, but they're doing it at a very affordable rate so that there's a margin of net proceeds to feed our programs.
Almost any of those 200 musicians might look at how they got where they got, and somebody helped them.
Exactly.
Right.
And I think that's why they're so happy to give back, whether it's doing visits to the schools or providing real-world mentorships where students are mentoring with them as they provide services in the community, at an event or in the studio, creating whether it's a 30-second spot or a full-length film or album. You know, we're assuring quality through the pro artists at the helm, but the students are able to learn in a real-world setting as well.
You know, I remember being a college kid running around trying to make movies back in the day, and the biggest challenge was just getting anywhere near the gear that you needed.
Exactly.
You know, and you might have all the ideas in the world, but being able to set a camera on a tripod was a far away kind of a dream.
Exactly. A common thinking might be to start out a beginner who's just elementary or middle school age or even high school with some real basic level equipment and work your way up. Our thinking is beginning with the ends in mind. You know, don't let the canoe leave the beach until you can see the island that you're sailing to. And so we're showing them the top notch. Here's top quality. And so when they're part of a video like that Hawaii Aloha video we did, it's nearing 3 million views. And I think part of it is we have a lot of high-profile artists and Playing for Change that was supporting it. But a big part of it is its quality, and it's moving, and it's a compelling way to tell a story. You know, music and movies, you know, our Music Multimedia Academy is a compelling storytelling tool to empower their voices. You know, we say tell your story from your place. A mobile studio allows you to do that. And by showing them state-of-the-art equipment and quality products from the start, it has them setting their sights high from the start.
Well, when you're all the obstacles, the technical obstacles are taken away, it's on you to do something good. If you can assume you're going to get something with high production values, suddenly you've got to really bring it, right? Because in a way, high quality equipment can expose flaws that much more readily.
I think part of what we're doing, we say, you know, teaching ABCs through music and multimedia. And by that, we mean academics, business, and culture. And so by connecting them to mentors who are at the top of their game, whether we have, for example, we have curriculum maps and over 160 lessons that through the themes of music and multimedia teach language arts, math, science, and social studies, but also the Hawaiian language and culture, business and career, exploration or college and career readiness, depending on their age level. And by exposing them to, not just exposing, but connecting them to experts regarding the academic side, the college career readiness side, the cultural side, as well as the music and multimedia side. Part of the logos and the tattoo designs on our mobile studio, one of them refers to the weaving of experts. And by them taking all this expertise, they weave it together to tell their own story. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of the aim here. And we've have over 100 student-driven products created so far across our 11 partner schools, culture, community, and environment-based charter schools, ranging from the Ni'ihau schools mm-hmm. and Kuaikini and Kanuikopono on Kauai, to our charter schools here on Oahu, Nanakuli, Waianae, Waimanalo, Ko'olaupoko area, as well as Halaukumana in town. And so across all these schools, some amazing products ranging from oral histories to celebrate and honor the wisdom of our kupuna before it's too late, to student originals, traditional songs and chants, audiobooks, PSAs ranging from anti-bullying and drugs to how to beat the standardized tests. Mm-hmm. The students come up with some pretty amazing things once you empower them to tell their story from their place.
Well, it sounds very student-driven. It sounds very mm-hmm. reflective of the mm-hmm. kind of ideas that mm-hmm. that young people think about,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Do they tell you that they feel more listened to than they have in other academic environments?
Definitely. We've only recently been found the time to kind of compile a lot of the feedback that has been coming, and the most important voice is the youth themselves. So we have a lot of awesome testimonials that we just started putting on our website, manamele.org, of the artists and our partners and the principals and the parents, and they have a lot of powerful things to say. But it's the voices of the youth and what they have to say that can be pretty mind-blowing. You know, I'll read it and it'll just hit me sometimes and kind of remind me that maybe this is worth doing, you know, because, you know, raising the funds year after year to sustain these programs has been more than challenging. And it's been 15 years of sustaining the programs, and it seems to be a lot less money out there, a lot more people going for that money, a lot more larger nonprofits who have, you know, full-time grant writers with that focus. And we're trying to slide that in on the side of running programs and putting on events and, you know, things like that. And when we do events, the students are really empowered to perform or be behind the soundboard or be behind the camera in a real-world setting. So, you know, while the events we have coming up are also fundraisers, they often don't raise a whole lot of funds, but it's still an invaluable experience because they're able to perform or apply their engineering and video skills in a real-world setting, and that's priceless.
Kei Ola Nakanishi is the executive director of Mana Mauli, the nonprofit behind the Mana Mele project, which is described as Hawaii's first state-of-the-art 4-in-1 mobile studio powered by solar energy. The project includes a music and multimedia academy serving Hawaiian charter school youth. The solar-powered mobile studio is available to the public outside of school hours. And there's a benefit tonight at the Surfer Bar on Oahu's North Shore, featuring Paula Fuga, Josh Tatofi, and Irie Love. You can find out more about it on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.